Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I think it's safe to say that spring has officially arrived. You can tell it from all the rain that we've been having lately. You can tell it from the voices of people like me who have seasonal allergies. And some of those things about spring maybe aren't our favorites, but I think what really gets us excited at springtime are the little green leaves we see starting to pop out on all the trees all around us, the flowers we get to enjoy in the flower beds and on so many of the trees. This really is an absolutely beautiful area to be in springtime. Does it fill you with a little bit more joy for life when you start seeing that new life around you in spring? It's kind of invigorating, isn't it, to have that new life, that green on everything around us, or almost everything anyway. I dug this out of my lawn earlier this week at home. It's a branch that really isn't green at all, and I don't think you need to be a botanist to figure out why that is. Can anyone tell me why this branch from my lawn is not green? It's dead. Yeah, why is it dead? It's not connected to the tree anymore. Because this branch has been removed from the tree, it's now dried up and it's dead. But what if it were still connected to that tree behind my house? I imagine then it would have little green leaves coming out of the tips of the branches and along the branch, just like every other branch on that tree has right now. In order for it to remain a living and useful and productive branch, it has to stay connected to the tree. And that's the picture that Jesus lays before us this morning. In our gospel lesson, we heard his encouragement to us. He says, "Remain in me." And he goes on from there to say, "Remain in me as you are planted in me, as you are pruned by me, and as you are productive for me." First, we have that picture of us being planted in Jesus. Jesus is counting on us understanding a very basic truth. In order to remain something, you have to be that something to begin with. You can't remain a black belt in karate if you haven't first won that black belt. You can't remain a teacher if you never had a job as a teacher to begin with. It's a pretty simple concept. And so when Jesus tells us to remain in him, what he's saying is we are in him, that we are already members of his family, that we as believers are members of the body of Jesus Christ. That's what we are. That's what Jesus wants us to remain. Jesus is able to invite us to remain in him because at some point in the past, we were planted into him. When I had my dead stick up here, maybe some of you remembered an illustration, a similar illustration that I used on Easter Sunday this year. If you recall, that week we were looking at a passage where God tells us, when you were dead in your sins, God made you alive with Christ. We were dead in our sins, like spiritually dead branches, cut off from the vine, unable to receive nourishment from the vine, unable to produce fruit for the vine, unable to do anything because we were dead. But then the gardener, who is our God, found us. He came and picked us up, that dead little branch, and he grafted us into that living vine so that we could once again receive life from it. He united us to Jesus, planting us in him through our baptisms, giving us life in him through our word, connecting us to Jesus so that his death and resurrection become our deaths and our resurrections. Connections are good things to have, right? There's all kinds of different connections out there, different connections with different benefits. If you have a connection to someone who works at a cinema, maybe you can get in to see a free movie. Knowing a family member who works at Walmart or Target might get you in some places a family discount. I was able to go to a baseball game earlier this week with the vicar from our congregation over in Falls Church because he has a connection, someone at that congregation that was able to get him tickets. All of these different kinds of connections have neat and good perks that come along with them, but none of them are anywhere near to the benefit that we have through our connection to Jesus. Being connected to Jesus means that we have access to the best life, the life that God has planned for us. It means that we have this peace that comes through forgiveness. It means that we have the benefit of real meaning and purpose in our lives. And it means that we have this certain future in our everlasting home in heaven. Our connection to Jesus is priceless. There is nothing in this world that is more important. So we want to pay attention and listen to Jesus as he gives us this encouragement to remain in me. And we can do that. We can remain in him because he has planted us into himself through his gospel means of grace, and also because he continues to prune us. That's what we heard in those first couple of verses of our text. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. I'm not an expert when it comes to grapevines or their care, but from what I understand, there are two kinds of cutting that are beneficial when it comes to grapevines. The first is that any branch that is dead needs to be cut off so that the vine can feed those branches that are still living. That's not a very comforting thought to think of, though, when we're looking at the picture of the vine being Jesus Christ. While it's not comfortable to think about, it is true. Those who have no connection to Jesus will eventually be cut off from him. Even those who once had a connection to Jesus, if they don't stay connected to him through his word and sacraments, will be cut off. Jesus tells us in verse 6 what the result will be for those people. He says, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Hell is a reality. The place where those without faith in Jesus, without that connection to Jesus, go. A place of everlasting torture and torment. A place reserved for those who are not connected to Jesus Christ. And so our connection to him, remaining in him, should be the number one priority in our lives. The second kind of cutting that's beneficial for a grapevine is to cut the branches that are still living, to prune them. A grapevine, a single branch on a grapevine, is able to produce an incredible amount of grapes. But if that branch is left all alone, none of those grapes will reach full maturity. None of them will be a good harvest. If you don't prune a grape branch, then you're going to get sour grapes. If a gardener comes and prunes off part of that branch, however, then the branch will be able to give the nourishment it needs to those grapes that are there. You'll get good, wholesome grapes that are a wonderful harvest. And that's what our gardener has done for us. He cuts out of our lives those pieces that are detrimental to us by putting our sin and our shame to death with Jesus on the cross. He does that so that this new life which he gives us in Jesus can grow to maturity, can ripen quickly, so that we can produce fruit for him. He does that with his pruning shears, his tool, which is that same means of grace, the same means of grace he used to plant us into Jesus. He plants us through the word. He strengthens that connection to Jesus in the Lord's Supper. He gives us his written word to show us his law and to give us that power of the gospel which allows us to live by his law. But that tool, those pruning shears, wouldn't do any good if you just left them in your garage, right? Pruning shears in your garage aren't going to cut any branches around your house. A tool is useless unless you use it. And the same thing is true with God's means of grace. A Bible in your home is no good to you if you don't use it. Walking past the Bible on the shelf is not going to strengthen your connection to the vine, your connection to your Savior Jesus. But opening it up and reading it will. Sitting down with your spouse and having a devotion together as you look at God's Word will. Spending 5 to 10 minutes a day in your own personal Bible study will strengthen your connection to Jesus, will help you to do that pruning, to cut out of your lives those pieces that are detrimental to you, to help grow that fruit which is beneficial for you. And that's ultimately what God wants us to do. He plants us, He prunes us, so we can be productive, so we can produce fruit. We read, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." A few months ago, I introduced you to our discipleship cycle. There's a poster on our bulletin board out there in the entryway to remind us of that. There's three parts of that discipleship cycle, each of which is represented by one of the elements of our congregation's logo. The first one on there is to worship. We gather together each week here at worship to be reminded by God's promises that He has planted us in His Word. The next stop is to study. We study God's Word at our homes during the week so that He can strengthen us in that connection to Jesus, so that He can help us as we come to Him studying His Word, asking that He sends the Holy Spirit to do that pruning, to cut out those wicked actions from our old sinful life and to put on that new life of righteousness which He gives us. But we can't stop there, because finally we have to get to that last part of our cycle and serve. The point of planting and pruning a grapevine is so that it will produce fruit. God plants us in His Word. He nourishes us in His Word so that we can go out into the world and produce those fruits. He tells us what those fruits look like: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. If you think about it, those are all words that are talking about our relationships. Relationships that we have with God and also relationships that we have with other people. He plants us and prunes us so that we can produce fruits. Fruits as we interact with other people that are going to connect them to Jesus as well. That are going to strengthen their connections to Jesus as well. There's another reminder of that we have here at our congregation, our mission statement, which is on the front of your worship folder each week. Our mission here as a congregation is to connect to God, to remain in Him, to connect to people, and to connect other people to God. Our Lord has blessed us with a beautiful creation, trees and flowers and grass and everything else that grows. And they're even more beautiful right now during this season of spring. So as you go out today, this week, and in the weeks to come, and as you look at that beautiful creation and think about how pretty it all is, remember these words of Jesus from this morning. "I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing." Remember that you are planted in, pruned by, and productive for the vine, and that you're able to do that because of your connection to Him. But most of all, as you remember His command to remain in me, remember also His promise to you: I will remain with you. Amen.